The son of a Scottish hardware store owner. He never figured he'd be an actor until two things happened at Princeton University. He flunked engineering and math, and he was a hit in the school's triangle show. It's been a few years in roles since then, and Molitor caught up with Jimmy Stewart on location for his new film in Yuma, Arizona. Our reporter, Hobart Lewis.
Jimmy, let's talk some about Shenandoah. Do you feel another Oscar in the air with the Shenandoah?
Shenandoah is a story of the Civil War, an original story by James Barrett. I think a very good story. We're all very high on the result of the picture.
Well, I understand your Oscar, which you acquired in 1940, was on display in your father's hardware store window in your hometown, Indiana, Pennsylvania, for 10 years.
That's right. That's right. I got it. He called me the night I won it and asked me what I was going to do with it, and I didn't have a direct answer for him. So he said, well, send it back and I'll put it above the knife counter in the hardware store, which is what I did, and it stayed there for 10 years.
Real fine. Getting a bit more personal, Jimmy. You have been flying airplanes a long time. You are a brigadier general in the Air Force Reserve, and you have your own plane, right?
Right.
Can you explain why you're so fascinated by flying? Was this flying an ambition of yours that you'd had since childhood, or what?
Yes, I think so. And I think if you ask anybody that's been flying for a long time, I think they'll say the same thing to you. I think flying is a bug that bites you, and it gets you. Strangely enough, I think it's like the acting bug. I think the acting bug bites you, and you're hooked. I think that pilots and actors can sit around and talk longer about just one thing, acting and airplanes, than probably any other group of people in the world.
Good. I understand you and your wife, Gloria, are big game hunters. We changed the subject there for a little bit.
Yes, we sure did.
Okay. But I did want to ask a question. Didn't you bag a tiger in India at one time?
Yes, 1958.
Good. Did you ever think about, change it? Let's change the subject again, shall we? I mean, safaris and all this sort of thing. But did you ever think of getting out of the acting profession and perhaps spending your life flying your plane and going on safaris and this sort of thing?
No, I haven't. Not so far. I feel that I have... this is my profession, the acting profession. I feel that this is my job.
Good.
And... I like to have a job. I like my work, and I'll keep at it as long as people want me.
Good. Well, I'm sure that's going to be for a long time. Well, James Stewart, thank you so much for talking with us on Monitor. You haven't visited with us in some time, and it's been a real pleasure. This is Hobart Lewis from KYUM reporting for Monitor.